Hello, my name is Steve Wilbraham, and I'm the senior pastor of Congregational Presbyterian Church. We are glad to offer these audio sermons for our congregation and for those interested in learning more about our church and the Christian faith. We invite you to visit us, to meet our pastors and members, and to join us in the journey of faith. The mission of our church is to know Christ, to become like Christ, and to share Christ. Now, on to the sermon.
Our Easter sermon text is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. Saturday evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome went out and purchased burial spices so they could anoint Jesus' body. Very early on Sunday morning, just at sunrise, they went to the tomb. On the way, they were asking each other, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" But as they arrived, they looked up and saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled aside. When they entered the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a white robe sitting on the right side. The women were shocked, but the angel said, "Don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body. Now go and tell his disciples, including Peter, that Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you before he died." The women fled from the tomb, trembling and bewildered, and they said nothing to anyone because they were too frightened. It had been a very bad Saturday for these women. Jesus, their good friend, the one that they believed to be the Messiah, to be the Son of God, was dead. The Sabbath, Saturday, was to be a day of rest. But instead, it was a day of restlessness, a day of shattered hopes, of ruined dreams, of frightened hearts and an uncertain future. What would happen now? But it's now Sunday morning, and the women have a job to do. Having purchased spices, they leave early in the morning for the tomb to anoint Jesus' body. And on the way to the tomb, they ask one another, "Who is going to roll away the big stone?" Yet one more problem to add to the burden of what they were experiencing. Simply one more obstacle now that they felt like they needed to overcome. Who will roll away the stone? You and I experience dark days in our lives as well. We have days where our relationships with people that we care about, with people that are important to us, are not going well at all. We find ourselves in conflict. We feel bitterness in our heart towards others for something they have said or done. We know that we did not react well, and life has become difficult. Neither we nor the other people involved in the relationship want to be humble, want to ask for forgiveness, and things have gone from bad to worse. Or perhaps you have had one of those dark days where you are confronted by the reality of an illness, of a disease that has invaded your body. And the doctor has given you the bad news from the medical tests. And it's a dark day. It's a hurtful day. It's a frightening day to imagine what the days and months and perhaps years to come will mean for you in light of your diagnosis. Or it could be that sometimes the darkness of our days are a result of financial struggles. Things are not going well at our place of work, or perhaps we have lost our employment. And we're worried about how we are going to afford what we need as life moves forward, how we're going to care for our families, how we are going to take care of those things that are important from a material standpoint. And we are uncertain, and we feel anxious, and life is hard. And perhaps in these days and days that have other kind of hurts and difficulties, because we live in a broken world, and there is trouble all around us, and that trouble invades our own lives sometimes, we have gone before God, perhaps in prayer, and asked Him for relief, asked Him for answers. We have held out hope, perhaps for days or for weeks, but things have not improved. Indeed, they may just have been getting worse. And we wonder, is God really alive? I mean, is God paying attention to what is going on? Does God understand the darkness that we are experiencing? Does God even care? It is in times like this that we, like the women, are called to go to the tomb, called to go to the place where they laid the body of Jesus after His crucifixion, and to ask the question, is He really alive? As we go to that place in our lives, that place of questioning God in the midst of darkness and struggle and difficulty, we come preoccupied by the many things that trouble us, the obstacles that we sense in our way. Just like the women were worried about who is going to remove the stone. And when we arrive at the tomb, we find an empty tomb. We may have expected to find a dead body like the women expected. We might expect that when we really get down to it with God, we just find out that God is really not going to take care of us as He promised. That a caring God, a loving God, a helping God is just a fairy tale told to children. And then for all intents and purposes, as far as we're concerned, is that God is dead. Dead to us, and what we find in the tomb is just another dead body. Or it could be that we arrive at the tomb and no, Jesus isn't dead, but He's not there either. It's a mystery. What happened to Him? Where is He? What is He doing? Because the reality is that Jesus isn't standing outside the tomb and saying, hey, come over here and I will fix everything that is not right in your life. Jesus isn't hanging around this dead place, this graveyard, just so that we can come in the midst of our darkness and be magically restored. But He isn't there. He's not in the tomb. But there is a witness in the tomb. There is a young man dressed in a white robe, if you will. And his witness is this. He is alive. He's not here. Look, Take a look for yourself. He's not dead. He's not ignoring you. He is not incapable of helping you. He's alive. And while he may not be standing right outside the tomb, ready to do for you exactly what you want, when you want it, he has gone before you. And he is living a new resurrected life, and he invites you to follow him. For you to go with him. For you to begin to live a different kind of life because he's alive. And he wants you to be alive with him. Yes, he was dead. Yes, he went through incredible suffering. He experienced the darkest of days. And he died, unjustly killed by those who hated him. He knows what suffering and hardship and hurt is like. But now he is living a new kind of life, and he invites you to join him. He is living an abundant life. And as he says in the Gospel of John, I have come to give life in its abundance. The message of Easter is a message for you and I to leave the dark, hurtful places in our lives behind and to go and join Jesus in abundant living. Abundant living does not mean trouble-free living. This side of heaven, we will still experience sin and the consequences of sin, both in the lives of people around us as well as in our own life. But if we become followers of Jesus, if we go and find him and live with him this new resurrected life, we will begin to have a new perspective on what is happening in our lives. We will be able to begin with Jesus' help to come out of our darkness and come into a light, into a new day, where Jesus shines a different kind of light on our problems and our struggles and our difficulties. And it is his love, and it is his forgiveness, and it is his call to a new way of living and in daily prayerful communication with him and in service to others, being involved in ministry as he was involved in ministry, that we will begin to live in a different way. The message of Easter is that renewal of life, a re-energizing of life is available to each and every one of us. Jesus has gone before us into that new life, and now we are invited to join him and to live it day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment. Jesus says, let us continue this journey together. I am alive, and you are alive in and through me. Mark tells us that the women were frightened. They were bewildered. They didn't know quite what to do with this message. But we learn from the other gospel writers that the women very quickly came to believe and came to understand what was available to them. And they did go out and they did share the good news and they did begin to live a new kind of life with Jesus. You and I have the opportunity to do that. And the message of Easter, the promise of this day, is of a new kind of life. It is a life that eventually will result in our resurrection, even as Jesus was raised from the dead. And that day is still to come for each one of us, and it will be a glorious day. But Easter is not only for that day, it is for today as well. Jesus is the one who right now, today, can become part of the restlessness of our lives and bring us rest. He is alive. And He invites us to live our very best life with Him. Will you join me in prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we thank You and we praise You for Your Word. And it is in Scripture, as we've read it together today, that we are assured that Jesus Christ is not dead, that He is not in a tomb, that His ministry and message have come to an end, but indeed that with His resurrection, it is a brand new beginning. If we will, the end of Mark is like the beginning of a new life. It is the beginning of new opportunity, because the Jesus with whom we are called into a relationship with is a Jesus who is alive. It is a Jesus who is powerful. It is a Jesus who loves us and calls us to Himself, and He guides us, and He accompanies us on the journey of this life. We know, Lord, that life can be hard. Certainly, Jesus experienced many hardships, and at the end of His life was a terrible, terrible time of suffering and sorrow. But He experienced the joy and the renewal of resurrection. And we can too, Lord. We can experience new life in the midst of difficulty. We can experience light in the midst of darkness. We can know joy after sorrow. Thank You for Easter. Thank You that Jesus is alive and we live in and through Him. Amen.